the Privacy Commissioner, Michael Webster, is confronting one of the most serious health data breaches in recent years after hackers accessed and downloaded sensitive personal information from the Manage My Health database. Privacy Commissioner Michael Webster is with us. Thank you for your time this morning, Michael. It's a pleasure to host you again. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Fantastic to be here.
Thank you. Michael, what actually do we know so far about the attack, the cyber attack, how it occurred, and the specific vulnerabilities that allowed hackers to access such sensitive health information? What can you share with us, Michael?
Well, our inquiry is in its initial stages, but what we do know is that the company Manage My Health did suffer an attack, a cyber attack from cyber criminals. They have accessed personal information, highly sensitive personal information, and they are, of course, seeking a ransom for the return of that material. Some of it they've posted on the dark web, I understand, to prove that they have got it. Manage My Health is working with other health agencies and directly to ensure that individuals who have been affected by this cyber attack are being notified, and they're going through that process. It's not over yet, I understand. Their priority is to continue notifying the remaining affected patients, and they say to ensure they receive appropriate support.
It's come to an awkward time too, because I was speaking yesterday about immunisation rates, and part of the reason Māori rates appear sluggish, Michael, was put down perhaps to a ongoing mistrust of government. Now, when we are led to supposedly trust the police, then you have the mixed skimming issue, as an example. And then we're talking about Statistics New Zealand and the garnering of information there. We're told that it is all confidential, locked in, tight. And then issues of this, like Manage My Health being so, well, let's say, easily hacked, doesn't exactly instill confidence. And this, in here for our people, Māori, the issue becomes greater, doesn't it?
I think, Dale, you only get one or two chances before customers or New Zealand citizens frankly write you off as too risky or not worth trusting with what is your most sensitive personal information. We know that businesses out there and government agencies want to use digital innovation to improve service delivery, to generate more economic growth. But for that to happen, Dale, there needs to be, as you say, that trust and confidence in that digital innovation. So when things go wrong, as they have, we need to absolutely find out why, so we can fix the problem, all the weaknesses and systems, so frankly it doesn't happen again in the future, because we just can't keep having these breaches of highly sensitive personal information keep happening again and again.
Exactly. Well, as government and health providers increasingly collect and store detailed personal information, Michael, how concerned should our people be right across the country about the growing risks to their privacy?
I think that we are seeing high levels of concern. We do a survey every year, Dale, to seek the views of New Zealanders about their attitude to privacy. And we also, as part of that, ask the Māori community separately as well. And what we're seeing is results like over two-thirds of New Zealanders are concerned about the protection of their personal information. We see 80%, so 8 out of 10 Kiwis surveyed, said they want more control and choice over how their personal information is handled. So we know that there are concerns in the community. And what we see with this latest cyber attack, cyber breach, is significant scale of the incident. Lots of people have been affected. The sensitivity of the information is a real issue. We're talking people's, as you've said, personal health information. We're talking mental health, sexual health, medical conditions that people perhaps were keeping confidential from other family members, all those sorts of things. And so Above and beyond all that, there's also some systemic issues we need to look at. We need to look at how well, as you say, our most sensitive personal information is being kept secure within the health system.
Well, I know it's raised issues of Māori data sovereignty, which are still on the discussion tables. Michael, how significant is the privacy impact for people whose medical documents, as you've touched on, might have been made public or got in the hands of people they didn't want to see? Discharge summaries or referral letters were taken. What support should people whose information has been hacked expect?
So the organisation itself, Manage My Health, has said that it will continue as its process of notifying people, continue to support people affected. For my part, if people are concerned that their privacy rights have been affected by this breach, they can complain to my office, and people have already complained. And indeed, if it's found that they have suffered harm, that their mind, for example, has been affected, we can work through a process of restitution with them. From my perspective, as part of this inquiry, I'm in particular going to have a focus on whether any communities have been disproportionately affected by the breach. For example, Māori communities that have been relying on this new way of delivering health services, these digital innovations. And I'll also be acting with regard to looking at cultural perspectives on privacy as well as other matters. So that's a power and a requirement I have in my act. So I'll definitely be ensuring that as part of its work, this inquiry has a Te Ao Māori focus in its focus.
Tēnā koe. Governmental mishaps, or what level of responsibility do agencies and service providers carry to protect that personal data? And what consequences should follow when those protections fail?
Well, as part of our work, we're going to be looking at what you might call the whole health ecosystem. So we need to look at the relevant policy, the contractual arrangements, the governance arrangements in place between a whole set of organisations. So not just the company concerned, Manage My Health, but also Health New Zealand, primary care providers, primary health organisations, other health sector agencies. So we're going to be, as well as looking at the actual incident itself, what were the causes of it, how well were good IT systems and safeguards in place, we're going to be looking more broadly at that system focus as well, which brings into play the government agencies involved in the space, as well as the general health sector agencies.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much once again, Michael, for joining us. Just set us up for the year, Michael. There's been a lot of concern, as you're aware, mate, from Māori interests about almost the overreach, I guess, of video technologies, facial recognition technologies. They're being woven into our everyday society more and more, but most people perhaps don't even realise it. What are some of the issues regarding our personal privacy that you think are going to surface in the year ahead? What sorts of priorities are you anticipating?
I think there's going to be a few. There's a particular focus on children and young people's privacy, and that's linked to various sectors such as education, health, but increasingly, Dave, you'll be aware of the online world and about online harm and the risks to young people. So we've got a focus on youth and privacy, particularly in the education sector, so people know their rights and responsibilities. We've got a particular focus on ensuring in situations where children and young people might be at risk of harm, or their well-being might be at threat, that government agencies and others working in that space know about their rights to share information to keep those children safe. So that is going to be a particular focus for us. And we'll carry on the work we've been doing in that area of what we call biometric processing, things like facial recognition technology or fingerprint scanning, to ensure that as businesses and organisations consider more and more using that technology, that they're aware that they need to do it in a way that's lawful, that's necessary, that's proportionate to the reasons they have behind wanting to use it. So we've set some new rules and guidance in that space, and we're actively working to ensure that people follow those rules and that provided with guidance to ensure that they do the right thing.
Appreciate your time. Looking forward to working alongside you as the year unfolds. Thanks so much for joining us on the program once again, Michael. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.